From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Our conversation today is with the owner of a nursing home that encourages intimacy between residents.
But first, the mystery surrounding a stomach bug outbreak that has made about 400 people sick in at least 16 states. Officials in Iowa and Nebraska say a rare parasite called Psilospora came from bagged salad, but other states have yet to name the source. Joining us now is Karen Brooks, who has been covering the outbreak for Reuters. And Karen, first of all, why haven't the other states besides Iowa and Nebraska identified the source of this illness? Do they not know, or are they just not saying?
Well, according to the CDC, it's still under investigation in the other states. Out of 16 states, we're talking more than two-thirds of the illnesses are in Nebraska and Iowa. So it stands to reason they have more to work with. And as they are telling me this morning that even they haven't identified the particular, like down to the particular brand or part of the salad that's released that's causing the outbreak, the other states are still just investigating it, according to the CDC.
Well, what do we know right now about exactly what it is, where it's coming from? We know that it's bagged salad, right?
That's right, and that's all they know. What the Nebraska health officials were able to tell me this morning was that all the sickened ate a prepackaged bagged salad, the pre-washed, prepackaged mixed salad with lettuce, cabbage, and carrots in it. And there's a number of different combinations on the market, but that seems to be the one that everybody's got in common. There's a number of brands. And on these national brands, many times the carrots come from one location, one source. The cabbage comes from another source. The lettuce comes from a third source. So what they haven't done yet, according to Nebraska, is narrowed down which part of the salad may be carrying that parasite, but they are working with the FDA. So that's why they haven't released a brand name, because they don't know the specific brand or if it's the brand that's at issue.
But we do know that they're saying that it was not grown locally in Nebraska and Iowa, right?
What they're saying is that we're not talking about, say, local lettuce from a family farm that's brought to the grocery store and put in the lettuce section. You know, they're not saying it's local produce in that sense. But what they also haven't told us, and what we haven't been able to get to, is what are the farms producing farms for these? You know, who are the suppliers for the bagged, for the bagged salad? So it may very well turn up to be a farm in one of these states that supplies it. But what they mean when they say not local produce, they mean you can still go to the grocery store, buy a farm, a local farm head of lettuce, and that doesn't seem to be the problem. It seems to be something supplying these packaged salads.
Well, that is sort of the heart of the matter here, which is, we've seen these foodborne illness outbreaks before. There was the E. coli outbreak in 2006 that was carried in spinach. There were 205 confirmed illnesses, in that case, three deaths. And there were a lot of questions about what exactly was being said that was known about where this stuff was coming from. Has anything changed about the way we track produce since then?
Well, they're working on changing things now. The short answer is not necessarily, and I'm sorry we don't have a clearer answer, but from what the CDC and the FDA say is that they are working on rules to increase the produce safety. After the outbreak of the E. coli and then in the years since then, Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law in 2011, and what that did was that directed the FDA to set science-based standards for the safe production of harvesting of fruits and vegetables, either at foreign farms or local farms. What the FDA is now doing is taking public comment on their website, FDA.gov, on a proposed rule that has many facets that they say would increase the safety of produce that's either brought into the United States for Americans' consumption or produced here in the United States. So that's the very current ongoing thing right now that was a direct result of, 131 outbreaks associated with contaminated produce since 1996, not including this one. So that's what's happening right now, is that they're working on increasing those standards.
Well, and hopefully, because the contaminated salad that we're talking about this time is past its due date, maybe we won't be seeing many more cases, but we'll have to keep following it. Karen Brooks has been covering the outbreak for Reuters. Karen, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.